Hi, dictation for Mr. Brent Bonds, B-R-A-N-U-N-D-O-N-D-T-S, Brendan Bonds. The question is, date of birth is 12-13-1981, date of accident 1-1-2022, date of service 13-2022. The history is as follows. Mr. Brendan Bonds is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports that his pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back is ongoing along with both knees and right ankle and foot. Neck pain is around 5. Mid-back pain, back is pain is around 5. Lower back pain is 7. The patient reports that his pain in the both knees is around 7, causing difficulty in walking. He also reports pain in the cough muscles in the right leg and with numbness, as well as his knee is popping both sides, and right ankle is painful, and he also has a numbness tingling of second, third, fourth finger in the right hand. His right shoulder slightly painful, that was not there before and now it is painful. He has a range motion that is limited to 106 degrees of abduction maximum without pain. Overall, the pain varying from 6 to 1, and the patient reports 20% improvement in the pain at the time of accident due to the medication therapy. He was initially involved in an accident where he was in a front and a SUV through the wall and hit him directly head on. The ADLs that are affected are mood is affected, general activity 7, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8, walking is affected 6. System review. In neurology and psych, patient has severe headaches, difficulty sleeping, fainting, weakness, anxiety, depression, PTSD and chronic fatigue. Denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower stiffness, and numbness, lower back pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, knee pain, ankle, foot pain, and difficulty walking. Patient denies any pins and needle or any other issues. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a shortness of breath but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest, coughing. In the last 30 days, pain is apparently worsened, but there are no changes in the medical, surgical histories, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco, 5 milligrams. Substance abuse, patient reported using alcohol, marijuana for pain relief. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. In the physical examination, patient blood pressure is found to be 140 over 98, pulse is 93, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be from the pre-visit of 1-6-2022. Dictation number is 0106-055. Diagnosis. Please use general musculoskeleton and extremities examination only. Plan of care is to continue gabapentin 600 mg twice a day along with the naproxen, Skelaxin, Lidocaine gel. The patient was already provided with Ambien on the last visit. That has not been received, and patient is provided with Narco 5 mg 325 every 12 hours. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine at Ambon Imaging has been ordered to identify the pathology. MRI for brain is not being ordered as it is not looking like extreme urgent. The patient is scheduled for a follow-up visit to go over with the MRI reports. Being reported, he's been sent to a podiatrist, Dr. Horsley, to focus on the right foot and ankle. At this time, patient is stable and no other medications and treatment needed. Thank you.
Dr.
Brandon Bonds was further reviewed for MAPS and laboratories and found in compliance. New labs have been ordered and otherwise stable. His record from the hospital was reviewed as well. Thank you.